This is scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome to Northmont High School's Thunderdome. I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee here for a Division IV regional semifinal between the New Bremen Cardinals and the Jackson Center Tigers. Yes, do not adjust your phones, your computer speakers at home, or if you're listening in your car while driving, listening on Hits 105.5 FM. I am in for Jack Kramer today, who is doing administrative work very busily. But he will be back on Friday night, a football game coming up that'll be here both on radio and online. Southeastern travels to Fort Laramie for a regional quarterfinal. I'm used to saying that as a first-round game. That's now been a second-round game for the last couple of years since the expanded playoffs. So big weekend coming up here on Scores and Hits 105.5, because we'll be right back here on Saturday for the regional final. The winner of this first semifinal will take on the winner of the second semifinal, which pits Rushi against Fort Laramie. That game is coming up here with a 7:30 p.m. anticipated start. We'll see if we can start that one on time. It'll depend on how long this first match goes up. These two squads met in regular season. As a matter of fact, they have now faced off 11 times since 2016. New Bremen has won 8 in a row against Jackson Center, and it was a 3-1 victory for the Cardinals when they faced off in regular season. But Chuck, one thing you know once you get to tournament is anything can happen.
Well, yeah, anybody who bets against Kim Metz doesn't know what they're talking about. But Jackson's going to have a good start to this. They're going to have to get some confidence. They need to stay in this first one and try to pull one out. But, you know, the longer they stay in it, the more confidence they're going to get. But New Bremen is a powerhouse.
We thank our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream and Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006-2007. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, S-E-C-U-R-com, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams here today, there are building components as well. For New Bremen, a team that enters this game as the number one ranked team in the last state poll of the season with a 24-1 record, the key is to simply play their game. They have tons of great hitters up front. Come out, be aggressive, attack early, set the tone, and go from there. For Jackson Center, the key is going to be not to make mistakes, not to give New Bremen the points. Play well in terms of serving, especially try to get a few aces. Try to take New Bremen out of their game as much as you can, and especially try to win one of the first couple of sets today. If they can do that, get it to set four, get it to set five, anything can happen. Those are the key building components for these two clubs, New Bremen and Jackson Center. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. I again am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McPhee here for a regional semifinal, the first of two today here on Scores. And WMVR, we have New Bremen and Jackson Center taking on each other in the first semifinal. We're going to pause for a two-minute radio station break here in a second. When we come back, we are going to hear interviews with both Jackson Center coach Kim Metz and New Bremen coach Diana Kramer, and we will also run down some stats. We are about 19 minutes away from the start of the semifinal. It will be going here shortly. We'll pause for that two-minute radio station break right now and come back right after this. This is ScoresBroadcast.com and Hits 105.5.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
The cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
And welcome back to Northmont Thunderdome. I am Brian Billing in for Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McPhee here on ScoresBroadcast.com and Hits 105.5. We are here for a regional semifinal between New Bremen and Jackson Center. Jack had the opportunity to speak with both Coach Metz and Coach Kramer. He spoke with Metz, who is entering her 35th year at Jackson Center. She highlighted several key performers, starting with the only two graduates she has this spring.
seniors this year, Sarah Swiger and Avea Ledke, may have been maybe the quiet leaders on the team. I know that they've got some, they've had some paths that have crossed with some of our athletes, and they're challenging every time that they're out on the court. Just sponges that have been great contributors, whether it's during a practice, whether it's during a game. They have probably grown maybe the largest of all of my athletes as far as their skill level, the tempo that we're trying to play, and the things that they have done. We've incorporated some of their thought processes because they are my seniors, and I do allow my seniors to be designated as leadership contributors. They're the ones, may not always be the floor general, but they're the leaders that contribute to the motivation through the kids throughout the year. So it's not only an element of play. It's an element of leadership. I guess we'll talk about our juniors first, since we just talked about our seniors. We have Macy Kleppenstein, left outside, probably one of our second go-to athletes as far as hitting. Nice athlete, well-rounded, well-liked, constant communicator out on the court. Yes, she may get frustrated when she's not able to do the things that she wants to do, but she picks herself up and just keeps moving forward, and that's exactly what you have to do. You only have maybe 8 seconds that you're able to go ahead and maybe have a personal pity party for yourself, but you've got to move on because you don't have time. The other team does not care. Grace Pringer, she is our libero, just a constant improvement. Not the loudest libero that we've ever had. We're not totally vocal in every aspect, but just the little nuances of communicating here, there, everywhere, and just being a positive influence. And that's one of the things, and I'm not trying to be redundant and think that my kids are different than anybody else's. I think every coach loves their kids. They work with their kids. Good grief, you know, since they become third graders, you know, coaches know their kids and want to get them in the gym, and we're no different than that. So other juniors include a new athlete, Kiana Suttles. She has come in and has done a superb job with us and filling in as a middle hitter. And she's an overthinker, wants to make sure that she's doing that. But I think throughout the season, she has become a little bit more balanced as far as her attacking and blocking. Perfectionist, wants to do that, wants to be in the weight room, constantly improving herself, and just a very, very nice addition to our team. Again, you had mentioned McKinley Reichert. I think everybody has seen the play that she has been able to evolve into this year just as a sophomore. She's fun to watch. Again, an overthinker, just constantly, if there's somebody talking on the floor, she's the one that's talking, communicating, being the eyes for the entire team. Does she forget to use her own eyes sometimes? Sure, but that's all right. She's using every element of her body and every element of her thought process, and again, an overthinker, trying to figure out where things are, asking coaches the questions, what's open, where do I need to be, am I there? And then when she's out of position, she knows, she'll give a glance over, and she knows it without even waiting for us to comment. I'm just a very intelligent athlete, and we're very fortunate to have her as part of a teammate for these kids.
That was Jackson Center head coach Kim Metz, who again is in her 35th year with the program. Diana Kramer is in her 7th year coaching New Bremen volleyball after a short stint at St. Henry. The Cardinals this year would have been even stronger had it not been for the loss of a few players before the season started.
Diana, take a moment here at the outset and talk about the injuries that New Bremen volleyball's had to overcome since way back in the spring.
Right. So actually this season, one of our girls tore a rotator cuff in labrum. She was a varsity player. She was a great JV player. And, you know, that was a blow. And then back in May, I had an underclassman who it was a setter, a good attacker. She tore her ACL. And then we also had Mia Schmidtmeyer tear her ACL. And last year she was an honorable mention All Ohio, first team all district, first team all league. And we were really looking forward to her being back this year and taking over games like she did last year. So it's been a struggle. On senior night, she actually got in for 1 point and got her first kill of the season, and the crowd went crazy. And it was a very special moment for her and our entire team. But I'm proud of how our team has come together and found a way to, fill that void.
Experienced players, they make major contributions on your
Absolutely.
Team. Talk about what they bring to the table, their attributes and their skills.
Yeah. So Melina Schrader, she's a sophomore. She is our setter. We run a 5-1 with her. She was the district player of the year. She was first team all conference, first team all district, has an incredibly high IQ. She's not the tallest. She's about 5'6", 5'7", but she makes everything happen on our team, and she's a really, really fun and explosive player to watch. We also have junior Olivia Heikamp, who was first team all conference, first team district. She is our go-to player. She has multiple offers to play Division I volleyball, and it'll be fun to see where she ends her, enter high school career going into college. However, we still have 2 years left with her, so we're, actually a year and, hopefully 2 weeks left with her.
Hey, she matches you in height, doesn't she?
She does. She is. She's 6'2", just like her coach. So she's our go-to hitter. And then our libero was third team all Ohio last year. She's first team all league, first team all district this year. She is maybe the best athlete on the court. Melina gives her a shot. Actually, all of my players, we're just incredibly athletic. We work crazy hard in the weight room, and they buy into that, and they want to be quicker and stronger and jump higher. Our average height is probably 5'6", if you take away Olivia Heikamp. But, the thing that makes us so special is it doesn't matter who's getting the ball, who's putting it away. We just play as a unit and play as a team, and if that continues, I like our chances.
Hey, you're 24-1, one loss. That was to Marion Local in the season. You avenged that in the district championship.
Yes.
The big difference in those two matches, why'd you pull away and win so comfortably second time around?
We did make a couple, just a few minor lineup changes, but we just controlled the ball better on our side. We eliminated some of our mistakes, and we just played with ultimate focus and energy, and we walked into that gym saying there's no one beating us tonight.
And that was New Bremen head coach Diana Kramer. The Cardinals have been in the regionals every year since she's taken over, except for last year when they got knocked off by New Knoxville in a district final, and New Knoxville went on to win the Division IV state final, beating St. Henry, who was this region's winner last year. It's odd the way the regions and districts can be assigned, as the Wapakoneta district that had New Bremen and New Knoxville last year went up north and played Tiffin Calvert in a regional match, and St. Henry came down here. Now, St. Henry was in the Van Wert district, I believe. New Knoxville and New Bremen were in the Wapakoneta district, but Van Wert comes down and plays in the Southwest Ohio Regional, and Wapakoneta goes north and plays in the Northwest Ohio Regional.
I don't know how they figure it out, but I'm glad I'm not the one that has to do it.
But hey, we're back to normal. This has been the normal setup for most of the 7 years that Coach Kramer has been here. Of course, it was a regional final where these teams met in 2016. That was the year New Bremen was thinking they were going to break through. Jackson Center won that regional final, though, went on to win the state title. And New Bremen, with Paige Jones and a very senior-laden squad, won it in 2017. They went on to win in 2019. They've certainly kept up the success, and they were runner-ups in Division IV in 2018 and 2020, losing to Tiffin Calvert, which is, again, active this year. They are in the regional up in Northwest Ohio. So I know they've been disappointed when they've had to meet up Calvert and New Bremen and obviously New Knoxville last year in a regional, as they think that could be a state-level match. But it will not happen this year with the Big Mac team if New Bremen can come out of this region. But three Shelby County League schools standing in the way. First, Jackson Center in this semifinal. And again, we've got Rushi and Fort Laramie coming up in the second semifinal. And the winners of the two semifinals today will face off in the regional final. That is scheduled for Saturday at 2 here at Northmont. I again am Bryant Billing in for Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McBee, and we are going to pause for a commercial break, and when we come back, we will get things underway here between Jackson Center and New Bremen. This is ScoresBroadcast.com and Hits 105.5.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillandTangemanFH.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
And welcome back to Northmont High School's Thunderdome. I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. We are getting ready to get ready here. That's a phrase there. We are getting ready for the start of this Division IV regional semifinal between New Bremen and Jackson Center. Lineups are being introduced right now. Again, New Bremen 24-1. Their lone loss this year was to Marion Local, who they just defeated in a district final up at Wapakoneta last Thursday. They were ranked number one in Division IV in the final State Coaches Association poll of the season. Jackson Center 19-7 entering this contest. I believe they were ranked 15th in D4 in the final poll of the season. The Tigers have lost to Fort Laramie and Rushi twice each in Shelby County Athletic League play, and one of their non-conference losses was to New Bremen, in addition to a couple of other non-conference losses to MAC schools. Nice crowd here for the 6 o'clock regional semifinal. Always shows the community support when people are here early and ready for the first one. Rushi and Fort Laramie get the benefit of starting a little later in terms of it being easier for people to get there from the start. I'm sure more Jackson and New Bremen people will continue to roll in as this one goes on.
Yeah, 5 o'clock sometimes it's a little tough to get off down the interstate to here.
Yes, it is, especially the way it is when you're coming from Shelby County, and you know the same coming from Piqua, the two lanes until you get to Troy can really be tough sometimes. You get behind two semis.
I love two trucks in the lane. That's a great time.
Both teams out on the court, lineup's done, and we are ready to get underway here between New Bremen and Jackson Center. Looking at who is on the court first for Jackson Center, starting things off in the front row for the Tigers, we have Presley Reese, a 5'10" sophomore outside hitter, in addition to Macy Kloppenstein, a 5'11" junior middle hitter. And the last one for the Tigers is senior outside hitter Sarah Swiger. Looking at the back row for Jackson Center, we have McKinley Reichert, of course, who Coach Metz talked about in their pregame interview. They're a big hitter this year. Here's the serve. We are underway. And also back there is Marion Ludwig, who is their sophomore. First point goes to Jackson Center. And the final player is Grace Pringer, a junior libero who is starting for the Tigers. That was a serve that New Bremen let fall in. They thought it was going to go out. Jackson Center serves again, and New Bremen is able to land a kill on a hard spike. That was Rihanna Paul there on the left side. At Tyson, 1-1.
I can't be much help because in a regional, they don't have programs or rosters.
And there is a block from New Bremen. Jackson Center gets it over the net. There's Paul again for the Cardinals. Jackson Center able to prevent that one from being a point. They get it back over the net. There is a fantastic save by Reichert. Jackson gets it over again. Here comes Paul. Sends a spike over. Jackson Center running for it and cannot return it. Nice effort there by Jackson Center, but Paul was able to place that nicely. Jackson Center players had to run towards their bench, dove into the bench trying to make a save there. So 2-1 early lead for New Bremen. Serving for the Cardinals is Schrader. And she gets that one to fall for an ace. Jackson Center a little out of sorts trying to return that one.
This is not the start that Jackson needed.
Melina Schrader, a 5'6" sophomore setter, serves again. Reichert with the spike. It is blocked by New Bremen. A couple of New Bremen players in on that one. Olivia Heikamp, in addition to Paul. Rihanna Paul, very active up front so far for New Bremen. Another serve by Schrader. It went right to Jackson Center's Grace Pringer. And she served it straight up, and no other teammate was able to get it. I think caught her a little bit off guard there. That is five straight points for New Bremen after Jackson Center got the opening point. Schrader serves again. There is a spike, and we have a point going towards Jackson Center. Missed with the official signal there.
Somebody in the net.
Okay, somebody in the net for New Bremen. Jackson will try to start a run of their own. Serving was Kloppenstein. Here comes the spike for New Bremen. And that was Olivia Heidkamp that was able to get the kill. She hit that one with force.
That was a shot right to the corner. Perfect shot.
Sent New Bremen defenders diving. They could not get to it. Serving now is Kyra Steininger for New Bremen. She gets it across. Here comes the return from Jackson Center, and it goes out of bounds. Point for New Bremen. They are now up 7-2 here in this first set of this Division IV regional semifinal. Here comes the serve from New Bremen, and it is not able to be returned by Jackson Center, 8-2.
It looks like there's an awful lot of nerves, and this is a good timeout by Kim Metz.
Yes, she calls the timeout here, down 8-2, and we're going to take a timeout as well. We'll be back right after this. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
And welcome back to Northmont's Thunderdome. I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. We are underway between New Bremen and Jackson Center, and Jackson Center is able to get the first point coming out of that timeout. That's what they wanted, to try to stop a strong start from New Bremen. The Cardinals will now try to start a run. Serving it for Jackson Center is... We have a whistle, and that's a point towards New Bremen. And that was too many hits by Jackson Center. That was Pranger who served that last one for Jackson Center. Now New Bremen goes back to serve. And it is senior libero Abby Powers. She gets it across. Jackson Center goes up. Reichert with a spike. It's blocked. Reichert returns it. There's a whistle. And we've got a point for Jackson Center. New Bremen touched the net there.
The New Bremen sets are into the net too much, and that's what's caused both times when they're being in the net on the kill attempt.
9-4 lead for New Bremen over Jackson Center. The Tigers go back to serve. That is Riley Barhorst, junior setter, serving now. She gets it across. Nice spike by Heidkamp. Jackson able to return it. New Bremen sets it up. It was a perfect set and a kill for Mary Rindler. New Bremen certainly has had taller front lines before.
Yep.
But this front line is certainly athletic, and they can get up. We've seen that so far. And we have a spike by New Bremen, Jackson Center there.
Hit the antenna.
Exactly. So that is a point for New Bremen. 11-4 lead for the Cardinals now. There is a serve. That was by Heidkamp. Jackson Center scrambles, but gets it back over. Here comes New Bremen. It was a hard spike by Rindler, but it was across the back line. Out. Point for Jackson Center, which trails 11-5 now in this first set. Reichert serves. New Bremen ready to return. There comes a hard spike, and that goes down as a kill by Olivia Heidkamp. She was on the back right, went up, and hit it on the far back left side of Jackson Center. No defender was in that neighborhood. New Bremen had to go chase that. That's Amelia Dammeyer. She had to chase it from in front of the student section, which is in Hawaiian theme tonight.
Yeah, they are decked out.
Appropriate theme for the hot weather we are getting. There's a nice spike and kill for Reichert. 12-6. That cuts New Bremen's lead. And going back to serve now is sophomore setter Avery Jackson for Jackson Center. New Bremen returns it. It's Paul with a spike. Jackson Center able to return it, and they're getting a kill is Macy Kloppenstein. In the middle, hit it with her left hand, and it fell just inbounds. 12-7 lead now for New Bremen. Jackson Center trying to mount a comeback. Set goes over, and there is a beautiful kill by Olivia Heidkamp. Heidkamp, a 6'2" junior hitter. She is the tall one amongst the 5'10", 5'11" front row players for New Bremen. Plenty athletic herself and can get up there as well. Serving is April Baker for New Bremen. Jackson Center gets it across. New Bremen returns it. And that was Schrader who was able to send over a kill.
Ringer made a good effort. She just couldn't get to it.
14-7 lead after that New Bremen point. Cardinals on top here in the first set. Served by Baker. It goes out back behind the line. And Jackson Center gets a point. A couple of substitutions for both squads. And now Marin Ludwig, 5'5" sophomore setter hitter, goes back to serve for Jackson Center. There's the serve, and on the second hit, Schrader sends it over. Jackson Center returns. New Bremen goes up, and we have a whistle. It was a double hit by New Bremen. So Jackson Center has closed this gap nicely here. New Bremen started on an 8-2 run. They pushed their lead closer to 10, but Jackson Center now within 5. New Bremen, though, able to stretch it to 6 that fast. That was a kill by Mary Rindler on the front row. She was on the left side, came over, and set down a hard spike. 15-9. New Bremen on top. Served by Schrader. Jackson Center returns. Going up for the kill attempt was Reichert. There's a whistle as New Bremen was trying to return.
Three hits.
All right. And that is against Jackson Center, so point for New Bremen. Cardinals now up 16-9. They've scored the last two. There's the serve. Jackson Center gets it back across. New Bremen returns it, and it is a point double hit. Jackson Center stops that run, 16-10. And going back to serve now for the Tigers is Kloppenstein. New Bremen returns it. It's blocked, and with that block for Jackson Center, we do not have that number. Yep, I've been trying to look that up here when I've had a free second. and we will get her name as soon as we can. But point for Jackson Center, and they serve again. Kloppenstein gets it over. There's the return. Jackson Center chasing it. They're able to get it back over after what was a tremendous spike from New Bremen's Heitkamp. There's another hard spike. That was by Dammeyer. Jackson Center gets it back over, but there's Olivia Heitkamp for the Cardinals. Comes up with a hard spike. It bounces off of a Jackson Center front row player. Point for New Bremen.
One of the best rallies so far of the set.
Yes. 17-11 lead for New Bremen here in this first set. Going to serve here is Kira Steininger. Jackson Center returns it, and they're getting it over on a nice spike and getting a kill is the player whose number we are trying to look up still. Now a little gap on our rosters there, but luckily...
It's old number five.
Yes, it's and Max Preps to the rescue here. We just have her with the wrong number here. That is Suttles.
Okay.
There's a point for New Bremen. Jackson Center not able to get one over on three hits. 18-12 lead for New Bremen. And we apologize there. Keona Suttles, who made a couple of big plays for the Tigers, a 5'6" junior outside hitter. New Bremen serves there with a soft hit over the net that was effective was Presley Reese. New Bremen expecting something stronger. She sent that one over. New Bremen players tried diving for it, could not get to it. But the Cardinals still on top, 18-13. This is where it becomes more crucial for Jackson Center to try to narrow this gap as they inch closer to 25 points here. Riley Barhorst sends over a serve. New Bremen gets it back over. There's a set spike attempt from Jackson Center. That was Swiger. Good defense by New Bremen. They get it back over. Jackson Center returns. Kloppenstein with a spike attempt. Now a spike attempt by Heitkamp. And Jackson Center is not able to get it back over. Point for the Cardinals.
Hit her with the old changeup that time. Did not spike. hit it soft. And Jackson wasn't prepared.
19-13 lead for New Bremen over Jackson Center. Serving for the Cardinals is Heitkamp. Jackson gets it back over. Hard spike attempt there by Kloppenstein. And New Bremen fumbles on their return attempt. Point for the Tigers. That closes it down to 6 points at 19-14.
Well, Pringer had kind of a tough start to the game, but boy, she's picked it up here now.
There with the serve for Jackson Center is Reichert. Here comes the return. It's Heitkamp. She sends it out of bounds. Point for Jackson Center. That closes the gap down to 19-15. That's the closest it's been since very early on. New Bremen went out to an 8-2 early lead. There's Reichert on her serve. Return attempt. And Jackson gets it back over. New Bremen now going. There with a nice spike attempt is Megan Reinhardt. Jackson gets it back over, but there with a nice spike for New Bremen is Schrader. Jackson Center players dove around trying to get it, but they were unable to. And New Bremen will stop Jackson Center's run and go back to serve. Amelia Dammeyer going back, junior defensive specialist. She serves. Here comes Jackson Center's return. It is Kloppenstein, but blocked by New Bremen.
Nice block. Rindler got that one.
Yeah, nice block there again. Very athletic front line. That is something New Bremen has had since Coach Kramer took over there. Here comes another serve by Dammeyer. Jackson Center's return. There with a soft spike attempt was Pranger. It was blocked. Jackson tried to return it and could not. Was that, I think, Paul on that block? Two straight points. New Bremen inching closer to closing out this first set. And they're failing to return that serve. Earns New Bremen another point. Again, Dammeyer still back there serving. She sent it over right into the arms of a Jackson Center player who sent it right out of bounds. Here comes another one, and Jackson Center, little miscue there, trying to return that one.
I'll tell you what, her serve has been outstanding.
24-15 now. New Bremen 1 point away from closing out this first set. There's a serve by Dammeyer. Jackson Center gets it back across. There's a block. The Tigers get it back across. And it goes out of bounds, unfortunately, for Jackson Center. Point for New Bremen. That ends the first set, 25-15. New Bremen takes a 1-0 lead over Jackson Center in this Division IV regional semifinal. We'll be back here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way in raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
And welcome back to Northmont High School's Thunderdome. I am Brian Billing in for Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McBee. We are here for the first of two regional semifinals. And New Bremen has taken a 1-0 lead over Jackson Center after winning the first set 25-15. The Cardinals scored the last 6 points there to close that one out. New Bremen serves to start this second set. And first point is going towards Jackson Center. And I'm not quite sure what happened there. I missed the signal from the officiating crew. But Jackson Center now setting up to serve. It is Klopfenstein who serves it. Now with a powerful spike for New Bremen. It is Heitkamp. Wow, that ties it 1-1 real fast. And now going back to serve for New Bremen is Steininger. Kira Steininger, a sophomore for the Cardinals.
Maybe on it.
There goes the, wow. Jackson Center returned it fast, but it barely got over the net before jumping up And spiking it down hard was Megan Reinhart. That is the second straight point for the Cardinals now, who are on top 2-1 in the second set. Steininger goes back to serve. Jackson Center struggles, but is able to return it. New Bremen running around, but they're able to get it back over after a series of nice defensive plays. But we have a point going towards Jackson Center. I missed this.
Again, I think it was a lift.
Okay. Nice effort by New Bremen there, though. They had to dive. Did three straight bumps trying to get it back across. Jackson Center serves. There's a hard spike by Reinhart. Jackson Center fields it. There's Reichert. She sends it over on a hard spike. But on two hits, New Bremen gets it back over. Jackson Center setting up. Soft spike by Presley Reese. Blocked by New Bremen. Jackson returns it. Tries to anyway. Hits the net. Point for New Bremen. On the second hit, they were able to take the initial block. Moved it across the line. And then it was Paige Guy, who's attempted a set, went into the net. 3-2 lead for New Bremen in set two. They're on top, 1-0 overall. Jackson Center returns a serve from New Bremen. Here comes the Cardinals. Hard spike by Heitkamp, and that is a point.
She so far has been the difference.
Kloppenstein went to try to save that, but not much she could do there as she dove to try to feel that hard spike. And she's an X factor for sure, Chuck. Yeah. There's the serve for New Bremen. Reichert sends it across for the Cardinals. New Bremen gets it back over. Nice try at a diving save, but the Jackson Center player couldn't quite get to it there.
It was almost a whiff, and that's why it went in.
Yes. So point for New Bremen. That was Paige Guy, who made a nice attempt there, but still a tough spike from the Cardinals. Jackson Center sends it back over on a soft spike. It was Guy. New Bremen returns, blocked by Jackson Center. New Bremen sets up, and with a perfect set and a perfect kill, Olivia Heitkamp is able to get it. She really took a nice set from Schrader there.
She swings really well, just real free. That's fun to watch.
6-2 lead now for New Bremen in this second set. They won the first set 25-15. Power serves, and that goes out of bounds. Point for Jackson Center. Sure they're happy about that there. It's one way to stop a run for New Bremen. They'll now try to put up some points themselves. They made a nice effort in the middle of that first set, Chuck, but six straight points, and they came in a hurry by New Bremen to close that one out. And New Bremen off to a hot start here. They're keeping the run going, and they're able to get a point there as Jackson Center was unable to return that serve. Or excuse me, return that soft spike. Jackson Center served that one. It was a soft spike that New Bremen sent over. Here comes a serve by the Cardinals. It's Heitkamp. Jackson Center returns it, but a nice block by New Bremen there. Reinhart, and another point for the Cardinals. 8-3 lead now here in this second set. Heitkamp goes back to serve. Jackson Center gets it over on one hit. But New Bremen able to set up there, and sending a hard spike over was Schrader herself on the second hit. And Jackson Center coach Kim Metz calls a timeout as the Tigers are down 9-3 in this second set and 1-0 overall. We'll be back on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us is far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
And they're coming out of that timeout. Getting a point right away is New Bremen. Reichert sent a spike over, but it goes out of bounds. Jackson Center now trails New Bremen 10-3 in this second set. They're down 1-0 overall after the Cardinals won the first set 25-15. Served by New Bremen. Jackson Center gets it back over across. Here come the Cardinals. There is Reinhardt. She gets it across. Reichert for Jackson Center. Gets a soft spike to fall right in the middle of the court.
Yep. Perfect, perfect location right there. Sometimes placement is better than strength.
McKinley Reichert was a first-team Shelby County League selection this year. I believe she has around 250 kills to her credit entering this match. Served by Jackson Center. New Bremen gets it back across. And Jackson Center sends one into the net right there. Point for New Bremen, and the Cardinals will go back to serve. 11-4 lead now in this second set for New Bremen. Reichert also has over 300 digs on the season, too. It just shows the importance of her and the talent. She's had a tremendous start to her career here at Jackson Center. Again, she's only a sophomore. There returning the serve was Klopfenstein. Nice spike. And I missed it looking down. That point goes towards Jackson Center. She got that to land.
Yep.
I thought that New Bremen was returning it there, but I am mistaken. Serving for Jackson Center is Guy. There, hard spike for New Bremen is Rihanna Paul. There's a soft spike by Jackson Center, Avery Jackson. New Bremen sets up, sending it over on a bump is Schrader. They're setting it up and spiking it now is Suttles. Jackson Center sends it back over. Excuse me, New Bremen sends it back over. Jackson Center works there. Klopfenstein gets it over. Diving defensive attempt there by New Bremen, but they're unable to regroup after that hard spike by Klopfenstein, and Jackson Center is able to get a point.
Yeah, a great save by Suttles that time to keep that point alive for Jackson.
Serving for the Tigers is Guy. Here comes the return by New Bremen. It was a spike by Paul. Klopfenstein sends one over the net, soft spike. There's a set by Schrader and a kill by Heitkamp.
Until you mentioned that, I had no idea that that young lady was a sophomore.
She certainly looks to be playing above her years, that is for sure. Speaks to the talent of that program and the coaching ability to establish everything.
No doubt.
Jackson Center returns a serve. Schrader with a set there with a hard spike attempt was Paul, but it was blocked by the Tigers. That was Klopfenstein and Sarah Swiger in on that block. Swiger, a 5'10" senior outside hitter. Coach Metz in the pregame interview that Jack Kramer had called her one of the most improved players this season for the Tigers. 12-7, that cuts the gap. New Bremen on top of Jackson Center in this second set. Marin Ludwig serves it. Here comes New Bremen with the return. Hard spike by Dammeyer. The Tiger is able to get it back over there on a bump, but with a soft spike, it is Schrader. She didn't set it. She sent it over, and it fell right to the right side.
Yep, no. They called it out.
Oh, they did. Yeah, I completely missed that. Out of bounds. Jackson Center cuts it down to 4 here. 12-8. There's a serve and a quick return is set up there by New Bremen. And getting that kill was Dammeyer. She was over on the left side. Junior middle hitter for the Cardinals. Serving is Schrader now. She sends that one behind the back line. Point for Jackson Center. And they stay in it here, down 13-9. Again, they're down 1-0 overall after the Cardinals won the first set. There's a serve. New Bremen sets it back, gets it back across. Jackson Center serves it to Reichert. It's blocked. They're sending it over on two hits. Is Ludwig. New Bremen tries but fails to mount a return effort there. And Jackson Center gets the point and is pulled within 3, 13-10. Klopfenstein serves it. Schrader sets up, and we have a whistle. Double hit? Was that the signal there?
Evidently. I missed that one.
Yeah, I missed that too. The end result, though, was another point for Jackson Center, who is now within 2 at 13-11. Klopfenstein serves. Here's Schrader. Sets up for Heitkamp. She came down with a powerful spike. It hit off the top of the net. I think Jackson didn't think it was going to go over, but it spun over and fell down.
It's like a curveball.
So New Bremen ends a long run there by Jackson Center. That was a 7-3 run that the Tigers had going. There's the serve. Reichert sends it over. And there with a soft spike attempt is Heitkamp. Nice save by Presley Reese. Reichert goes up, spikes it, and it is blocked by a pair of New Bremen players. I think that was Dammeyer and Heitkamp in on that. They are both in the front row right now, along with Megan Reinhart.
Yeah, looked like a wall, the Great Wall of China set up there.
Steininger serves. Here's Reichert. Spike. It goes out behind the back line. Point for New Bremen, who's now on top, 16-11. Steininger preparing to serve. There is the serve. Jackson Center readying the return now. Ludwig serves, spike by Reichert. There's Schrader with the serve. Hard spike attempt by New Bremen. That was Reinhart blocked. New Bremen able to regroup. They send it over. And we have a whistle and point for New Bremen. Double hit by Jackson Center. 17-11 lead for the Cardinals over the Tigers here in the second set. Again, New Bremen on top. 1-0 overall. They won the first set. 25-15. There's the serve, and Jackson Center nearly unable to return, but there's Reichert being able to come away with a low hit, a low set. But there for the Cardinals was none other than Heitkamp. You can tell that Schrader and Heitkamp have practiced a little together and played a little together this season.
Doubt.
My oh my.
She hits it hard, but her placement is outstanding.
18-11 lead for New Bremen now. There's the serve. Jackson Center sets up for Reichert. She gets a spike attempt over, and New Bremen's return attempt fails. They send it into the Jackson Center stands. Point for the Tigers, who stop a string of several points there. And will now try to inch back closer, down 18-12. Serve goes over. The return attempt hits the antenna. And that is another point for Jackson Center. They're down 18-13. Serving for the Tigers is Kiona Settles. And her serve attempt there goes out back behind the back line. So New Bremen goes ahead 19-13 in this second set. Kira Steininger serves it. Here comes Jackson Center. Spike attempt by Reichert. New Bremen gets it back over. That was Heitkamp with a soft spike. Jackson Center gets it back over. I believe that was Presley Reese who hit a soft spike that New Bremen struggled to defend. They got one hit on, then chased it out behind the back line, unable to hit it anymore from there. So Jackson cuts it down to 19-14 in this second set.
This is about where it got away from Jackson, so they need to keep the foot on the pedal.
Yeah, 19-15 in that first set. Then New Bremen ran off the last 6 points, and we now have an identical score at 19-15 after New Bremen fails to return that serve attempt. Avery Jackson is serving right now. Here comes her second serve attempt after getting a point last time. Hard spike attempt by Paul. It falls after a decent try, but ultimately Jackson Center unable to return it. So point for New Bremen. Jackson Center, again, you can tell the effort they play with, diving everywhere, but unable to return that one. Here comes the serve for New Bremen. Bumping it over for Jackson Center is Swiger, but Jackson Center unable to return. A soft spike by Mary Rindler there. And New Bremen now ahead 21-15. Olivia Heitkamp sends over a serve. Could be trouble. Jackson regroups. And there's a spike attempt that goes into the net for Reichert. I think you could see the little awkwardness there in the first two hits. Catch up with Reichert. It wasn't quite as high as she wanted it. And it goes into the net. Oh, no, I missed
it. They called somebody in the net.
Okay, somebody in the net for New Bremen. That's probably why Reichert sent him to the net. She already knew the play was over. I didn't. But New Bremen able to get a point there. Nice spike attempt. That one again by Rindler. And now New Bremen is ahead 22-16. Jackson really could have used that opportunity there, but they'll have to dig down and try to find another here. With the Cardinals serving ahead and 3 points away from winning this second set. Amelia Dammeyer sends that serve into the net. Could be the opportunity Jackson's looking for there. That cuts the gap to 22-17. Going to serve is Paige Guy for Jackson Center. It goes, skirts across the top of the net. There, sending it back over is Schrader. Jackson mounting its return. Spike attempt from Swiger. New Bremen recombobulates and sends an attempt over. We have 4 hits. Okay, I thought that may have been blocked. It was not. It was a hard spike attempt by Heitkamp there. Thought it went over the net. It could have been blocked, but they said it was into the net and not. And there is an ace by New Bremen. Excuse me, by Jackson Center, right when they needed it. Guy still serving. That cuts the gap down to 22-19. That is 3 points, 4 points in a row. Yeah. 3 points in a row by Jackson Center. Another serve attempt by Guy. Coming up, hard spike by Paul. Jackson returns it, though. Here's Kloppenstein. Hard spike. It's blocked, though. That was Schrader,
out.
And oh, out. Okay, I missed that. Another nice break for Jackson Center that cuts the gap to 22-20. 4 straight points by the Tigers, and New Bremen coach Diana Kramer calls a timeout. We'll step away and be back shortly here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Welcome back to Northmont's Thunderdome. 4 straight points by Jackson Center has closed this second set of this Division IV regional semifinal down to a 22-20 New Bremen lead. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McPhee, and we're back underway here. Guy coming out of that timeout sends that serve over the back line. 23-20 lead for New Bremen now. Unfortunate for the Tigers there, Chuck.
That was a gift, and New Bremen doesn't need any help.
April Baker serves for New Bremen here. The Tigers return, and that attempt went into the net. That was Suttles for Jackson Center there. Couldn't quite get enough on it, and now New Bremen ahead 24-20, 1 point away. There's Baker with the serve attempt. Awkwardly defended by Jackson Center, but they're able to get it over on a bump. But there comes Schrader, sets up for Dammeyer, who sends over a hard spike. Jackson returns it, though. Third hit from the back row by Reichert. There is a spike over the net.
Nice.
By Schrader, but Jackson gets it over again. New Bremen, though, able to close out the match when Olivia Heitkamp comes up and sends one over the net on a spike right from Schrader on the second hit. One of many nice plays that Olivia Heitkamp, the 6'2" junior outside hitter, has made today. That gives New Bremen a 25-20 victory in set number two. They lead Jackson Center 2-0 overall in this Division IV regional semifinal. We'll be back for the third set here on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Welcome back to Northmont Thunderdome. I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. New Bremen on top of Jackson Center 2-0 after winning the first set 25-15 and the second 25-20. In this Division IV regional semifinal, again, the winner will take on the winner of Fort Laramie and Rushi in the regional final here on Saturday at a 2 p.m. scheduled start time. And it will be a 1:30 p.m. airtime here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Laramie and Rushi scheduled to start at 7:30 today. Looks like it's going to be a little iffy to get underway that way, especially if Jackson Center is able to take a set or two here and force a fourth or a fifth game. The Tigers start things off here in the third, trailing 2-0, and they take an early lead after that first spike attempt by New Bremen goes out behind the back line. Here serving for Jackson Center is Marin Ludwig. There's a nice bump and a set by Schrader. Getting it across there was Heitkamp. That goes out of bounds, and Jackson Center takes an early 2-0 lead. It's kind of a hot start they won after losing the first two sets.
Yeah, they fell behind in the first two sets like 6-7-2. They need to avoid that.
Jackson Center was the third place finisher in the Shelby County Athletic League this year behind Rushi and Fort Laramie, who will face off for the third time here in this second regional semifinal later tonight at Northmont. New Bremen was the MAC champions. And there with a spike and getting the MAC champions on the board was Rihanna Paul. That cuts the gap to 2-1. New Bremen's only loss in regular season was to Marion Local, who they defeated 3-0 in a district final on Thursday up in Wapakoneta. Serve by New Bremen here. Jackson Center gets it over, but a quick one-hit return, as making a diving hit bump over the net was Schrader. Jackson Center unable to get it back over. They were caught a little off guard by that. And New Bremen gets a point, ties it 2-2. Schrader serves. Here comes the return. Reichert with a spike for the Tigers. Schrader sets, and we have a whistle. They called a double hit there on New Bremen. So Jackson Center takes a lead again at 3-2. New Bremen crowd, which is in front of us here at Northmont, did not like that call.
I didn't see it, but boy, I'll tell you what, I don't see a lot in volleyball, so.
They're sending it over is Kloppenstein, but a quick bump set spike by New Bremen, and there with the spike is Paul. Schrader just has her pick of who to set up for on that front row.
Yep.
Again, an athletic group all around, all six that are on the court, and every one of them is on the bench, too, for New Bremen. Their setting for the Cardinals is Steininger, Reichert, spikes one over. Here comes the return. It's Heitkamp. Nice save. Went right to Ludwig. She makes it. They set up. There was a spike attempt is Reese. And there a spike attempt by Megan Reinhardt for New Bremen goes into the net, and Jackson Center takes a 4-3 lead after the Cardinals had tied it. New Bremen on top, 2-0 in this regional semifinal, but trailing 4-3 here in this third set. They are quickly able to tie it up 4-4.
Yeah, that was out, but they got a fingertip on it.
New Bremen will take that point. Tie game again, and going back to serve for the Cardinals is Steininger. Reichert gets one across the net for Jackson Center. There is a spike by Paul. Reichert comes across, but has a spike blocked by Olivia Heitkamp and Mary Rindler of the Cardinals. Rindler and Heitkamp anticipated that one, came up and formed a wall against Reichert. She was unable to get it over him or by him.
I'll tell you what, though, I'm really impressed with Reichert for Jackson Center.
And she has two more years left.
Yeah, I know.
She's going to move up in the leaderboard statistically in a lot of areas for the Tigers. There went a spike into the net. That gives New Bremen, but that was by Jackson Center, and it gives New Bremen a 6-4 lead. There, though, Steininger has a serve attempt to go into the net, so it goes back to a one-point game at 6-5 again. Here comes the substitutions for Jackson Center, and one young lady coming off the bench is Avery Jackson. She is going to serve here for the Tigers. There's the serve. Schrader sets. They're coming over on the left side is Paul, and she gets a spike attempt to fall. And that gives New Bremen a 7-5 lead. Serving there is Heitkamp. Jackson Center goes to work. Jackson sets up. Swiger spikes, and she gets it to fall. Hit off of New Bremen's Rindler and fell to the ground. That cuts the gap to 7-6. Jackson Center again trailing 2-0 here, trying to tie this one up. Reichert serves. New Bremen returns. Hard spike there by Rindler. There with a hard spike is Swiger by Jackson Center, but they're getting it back over from the back row. Is Olivia Heitkamp for New Bremen, and that gives the Cardinals an 8-6 lead in this third set.
We might have mentioned that, but Heitkamp's pretty good.
Yes, she is. 6'2", junior outside hitter, middle hitter. And as Jack noted in talking to Coach Kramer in the pre-recorded pregame interview, imagine how good they would have could be, or even better they could be, if they'd had their full roster this year, but they lost a couple of key players due to injuries.
Yeah, and that is so tough for the kids especially.
Mia Schmidt-Meyer and Lydia Bushman, who are on the bench tonight for the Cardinals. That was another point for New Bremen there. Jackson Center trying to recoup. Swagger sends one over the net, but New Bremen returns fire there. And they are able to get a point and take a 10-6 lead on another hard spike. This one was by Paul, though, a 5'7" senior outside hitter. Here comes the serve for New Bremen. Kloppenstein has a spike blocked by New Bremen. That was Schrader and Mary Ringler on the block. 11-6 lead for New Bremen over Jackson Center in this third set. The Cardinals on top, 2-0 overall in this regional semifinal. Riker spikes from the back row. Schrader sets. There's a hard spike. It goes too far, though, by Heitkamp out behind the back line, and that is a point for Jackson Center. Tigers now within four at 11-7. A couple of substitutions here, and getting ready to serve for Jackson Center is Paige Guy. Schrader, oh, she sends it over on the second hit. Jackson returns quickly. Schrader tried to send it back over. She went the opposite direction. She went left on her first hit. Tried to go right that time. Could not get it across the net. Hit into the net. And now Jackson Center is within three at 11-8 in this third set. Guy gets the serve across. Spike there by New Bremen's Rindler. Jackson Center now sets up. Sending it over there is Sarah Swiger. New Bremen has to chase it back, but there, sending it back over on a bump, is Rindler. Kloppenstein sends a spike into the net, though, for Jackson Center as they tried to return it again, and now New Bremen is back on top, 12-8. Back on top by four here in this third set. Going back to set for the Cardinals will be April Baker. There's Baker's serve. There's a set and a spike, and getting the point there was Sarah Swiger. That cuts the gap to 12-9. Back and forth here in this third set. Jackson Center will go back to serve after a couple of players come in off the bench. Marin Ludwig back there to serve for the Tigers now. Jackson Center again 19-7 overall on the season. They were ranked in between 10th and 20th all season in the State Coaches Association polls. Of course, Jackson Center coach Kim Metz has been the State Coaches Association president for a long time, and you will always see her down at state tournament, whether the Tigers are there or not, doing her duties for the State Coaches Association. Very active in the game, that's for sure, and of course has run a program, off-season program, for a very long time too. There is a nice block by New Bremen. It was Kloppenstein sending a soft spike, but there to block it for the Cardinals was Dammeyer. There's a serve and a quick point as Jackson Center was unable to return it. That was Audrey Bird, freshman defensive specialist, serving right now. That pushes New Bremen's lead in this third set to 15-9. The Cardinals again ahead 2-0 overall. And she's able to get another point there. That serve went right to Grace Pringer. It went straight ahead, basically, under the net. And that forces Kim Metz to call a timeout for the Tigers. New Bremen ahead 16-9 in this third set and ahead 2-0 overall in this regional semifinal. This is ScoresBroadcast.com and Hits 105.5.
your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services, is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
I've seen both Rushi and Fort Laramie players heading underneath. They know they're going to be taking the court here shortly, especially if New Bremen is able to keep this lead in this third set. That regional semifinal between the Raiders and Redskins coming up next. But first, New Bremen will try to close out this regional semifinal. They just went 1 point closer. Another nice serve there by New Bremen's Schrader.
No.
I mistakenly before attributed the Jackson Center player with number one to her. Audrey Bird plays for the Tigers. She's on the bench. This is Schrader, who I should know by now by looking because she's been such a tremendous setter for New Bremen. Yeah. And what do you know? She just served up another point, and now it's an 18-9 lead for New Bremen. Here comes Schrader again. And Jackson Center smartly gauges and lets that one go out behind the back line. They're able to stop that run. They are still down by 8 points, though, and will have to find a way to make a comeback here to stay in this one and force a fourth game. 7-1 run by the Cardinals right now. Heitkamp, hard spike. That goes out behind the back line. Jackson Center pulls within 18-11 after that hitting error by the Cardinals. Serving it for Jackson Center is Kloffenstein. She gets it across the net. Schrader sets. Heitkamp spikes and gets it right in the middle of all the Jackson Center players. It falls on the court with a thunderous thud. And New Bremen takes a 19-11 lead now. 6 points away from closing out this match. They won the first set 25-15 and the second 25-20. Serving for New Bremen now is Kira Steininger. Jackson Center gets one back across. It goes out of bounds, though. Reichert with a two-handed shove over the net. Went just across the line on the left side. 20-11 lead for New Bremen. 5 points away, but Steininger's serve attempt there goes into the net. Jackson Center pulls within eight. Another opportunity here to try to get back in this. Here comes the serve from Kiona Suttles. Hard spike by Heitkamp, but Jackson Center saves it. It's Suttles with a nice defensive play there. Sending it back over for Jackson Center is Reese. But here comes New Bremen, and there's Heitkamp with a hard spike. She gets it down. Cardinals now 4 points away from winning this first of two regional semifinals here today at Northmont's Thunderdome. 21-12 lead for New Bremen over Jackson Center. Cardinals again ahead, 2-0. Here comes the serve for New Bremen. Reichert sends one over. It's blocked, though. That was for New Bremen. Rindler and Heitkamp on the block. 22-12. Cardinals now 3 points away. Here comes the serve by Abby Powers. Reichert with a soft spike. It gets over the net. Schrader sets. There's a hard spike by New Bremen Steininger. Reichert gets another hard spike there. New Bremen chasing it, but they're able to get it back over on after a series of bumps. And there is a bit of a miscue there by Kloffenstein and Reichert. They didn't know who was being set up for. They both went for it, and they ran into each other. That gives New Bremen a 23-12 lead. They're now 2 points away. Powers serves. Jackson Center getting set up. Reichert sends one over from the back line. She gets that one to fall. That cuts the gap to 10 here in this third set. Bremen still 2 points away, though. Jackson Center try one last time to force a fourth game. They'll need a big run here. Junior sitter Riley Barhorst getting ready to serve for Jackson Center. Goes over. There's Schrader with the serve. Heitkamp with the spike and the kill. As you said, Chuck, she swings with power.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
24-13 lead for New Bremen over Jackson Center. The Cardinals 1 point away from closing this match out.
Tell me how it turns out. I can't see the floor.
The New Bremen fans are on their feet. Jackson Center returns the serve, but there with the game-ending spike is Mary Rindler. She was in the middle of the net, set that one down, and that ends it with a 25-13 victory for New Bremen over Jackson Center in set three. The Cardinals won the first game 25-15 and the second 25-20. They finish with their most lopsided victory of the day at 25-13 to close out a 3-0 victory. So New Bremen will be back in the regional finals after missing out last year, losing to New Knoxville in a district final. They're hoping to get back to state after having made state every year from 2017 to 2020. New Bremen improves to 25-1 overall. Jackson Center finishes the season 19-8 overall. Just another strong performance for New Bremen, Chuck. They finished that last set by scoring 13 of the final 17 points. Yep. Well-oiled machine.
Well, I mean, Jackson hung with them for a little bit through the beginning of it, but yeah, they pulled away again. You knew a Kim Metz coach team was going to battle, but they had no answer for Heitkamp.
Again, 3-0 victory for New Bremen over Jackson Center, 25-15, 25-20, 25-13. The Cardinals will take on the winner of the second semifinal today between Rushi and Fort Laramie. We will have that one coming up next. They are putting 30 minutes on the clock. So as these teams get ready to warm up, it should be about 35 minutes before we have this match underway. We are going to step away here for a break, a radio station break. No, I'm being told no. And we'll be back here on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5 FM.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Laramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30 plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
I'm Brian Billing here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMBR Hits 105.5 FM. Rushi and Fort Loramie warming up for a regional semifinal. They will take on New Bremen, which defeated Jackson Center 25-15, 25-20, and 25-13 in the first match today here at Northmont Thunderdome. We'll be back here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
street sweepers, and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877
877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And welcome back to Northmont's Thunderdome. I am Bryant Billing in for Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McBee. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports. Also simulcasting on Hits 105.5 FM. Before we turn our attention to Rushi and Fort Laramie, we will close it out by naming our stars of the game, presented by Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. And Chuck, I don't think it's any question as to who the stars for New Bremen and Jackson Center in that first match were.
No, for Jackson Center, it was definitely Reichert, and on the other side, it was Heitkamp. Both of them had terrific matches. Heitkamp just had a little more help.
Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I wrote that.
I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. Welcome back to Northmont's Thunderdome. We are here for a Division IV regional semifinal between the Rushi Raiders and the Fort Laramie Redskins, a pair of Shelby County Athletic League rivals. Rushi enters this match with a record of 21-5. Fort Laramie enters with a record of 20-6. These two squads shared the Shelby County Athletic League title this season. After splitting their regular season matchups against each other, they beat everybody else they played both times. Rushi won. They came back and won 3-2 in September in Fort Laramie, and then back on, I believe, Tuesday, October the 11th, it was a game I covered for the Sydney Daily News. Fort Laramie won 3-1 on Rushi's senior night at Claire C. Naveau Gymnasium. Yeah. That was a match in which Rushi senior libero Jillian Chapman went down with an injury, and that actually, believe it or not, gave a spark to Rushi, who played better after that. Yeah. After losing the first two sets, Rushi won the third and played Fort Laramie to a 25-23 loss in the fourth set.
Wow.
So a couple of close matches from these two squads this year. It'll be interesting to see what happens this year when they meet for a third time, which is not an uncommon occurrence, Chuck. They have met here in the regionals now for three straight years in a semifinal, and this is their fourth straight regional meeting. They played in a regional final in 2019, which Fort Laramie won. The Redskins went on and lost to New Bremen in a state final that year. We talked before the first game about how it's odd with how they send the different districts in Northwest Ohio. And that was the year in which New Bremen stayed in Northwest Ohio and played Tiffin Calvert in a regional match. They won that regional, of course, went on to win the state in 2019 after having lost to Calvert in a state final in 2018. But still, As I was saying, Rushi and Fort Loramie, no strangers to each other, and that includes here at Northmont.
Well, I mean, it just tells you what kind of athletes they have, because it's exactly the same thing in basketball. They get down and they play in the tournament almost every year. They get to the district, definitely get to the regional, and it just tells you what kind of athletes and coaching both these schools have in volleyball and basketball.
Tonight's anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com are American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career, join the growing team at Airstream. Parker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant on Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006-2007. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Fresh is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, building excellent. I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage in Shelby County. And our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior. Plus, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. New address, 575 East Main in Rushi. I again am Brian Billing, in for Jack Kramer, alongside Chuck McPhee here for this Division IV regional semifinal between Rushi and Fort Loramie. The squads facing off to determine who will play New Bremen on Saturday. The Cardinals beat Jackson Center 25-15, 25-20, 25-13 in the first semifinal here tonight to advance to Saturday's final. That will be a 2 p.m. start, airtime scheduled for 1:30 here on scoresbroadcast.com. We're going to pause for a two-minute radio station break in a moment, But first, the Francis Schulze keys to the game. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, efficiency, using the highest quality building components. For these two teams here tonight, there are key building components as well. And they can pretty much sum them up as both the same building components for both teams. Rushi may have the experience edge with nine seniors on this squad, but by this point in the season, Fort Loramie, which is younger, has certainly been battle-tested by a strong non-conference schedule. The winner of this one is going to be who makes the least mistakes. I talked to both Rushi senior sitter Maya Monin and Fort Loramie junior hitter Skylar Albers after their district final wins this last Saturday in Troy for the Sydney Daily News, and both of them said the same thing. We have to be calm, we have to not make mistakes, and we have to regroup when we do make mistakes. Those are well-put keys by those two young ladies.
Absolutely.
Your Francis Schulze building components for Rushi and Fort Loramie. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We'll be back after this two-minute radio station break to hear from Rushi head coach Aaron Watkins and Fort Laramie head coach John Rogers. We'll be back. This is ScoresBroadcast.com and Hits 105.5.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Laramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
We thank these additional underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Brookins in Fort Laramie, there's no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie, the Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. John Hip Imagery in Sydney, John gives you his best shot. Reese Myring and Company CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Laramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. Regal Trophy and Awards on Walpock Avenue in Sydney, Regal for the crowning touch. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie. We will keep you moving forward. And these sponsors who are online with us all season long on Fort Laramie games, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse and his superb techs, TomJerry's.com. I, again, am Brian Billing in for Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McBee here for this second of two regional semifinals of the night at Northmont High School's Thunderdome. Rushi taking on Fort Laramie, a pair of Shelby County Athletic League rivals. Aaron Watkins is in year number 7 coaching volleyball at Rushi. This season marked the Raiders' 6th district title under Watkins. The club is led by 9 seniors, including the 6'1" stalwart on the front line who paces the team in kills and hitting percentage.
Kate Sherman, she was first team Shelby County League, and she was actually League Player of the Year this year. Went over 1,000 career kills, and just in the last match, got the career kills record at Rushi. Plays outside for us all around. Really solid player, brings a presence to the floor. Next, I'm going to go with Maya Monin. She's our setter. She's got over 3,000 career assists, so can't say enough about what she does. Just makes our offense so dynamic, Just outstanding athlete. Next I'll go with Cece Borcher. She is one of our middles. Also super athletic. Probably leads the area in blocks. She has upwards of 70 blocks on the year. So super athletic. Does a lot of little things for us. Next we'll jump to Jillian Chapman. She was moved to libero this year. Really anchors our defense and serve receive. Just vocal leader. Does anything we need her to. So really stepped up into a leadership role this year. Kelby Dosek's our right side. Great senior athlete. She was honorable mention all Shelby County League. Just been a real constant for us this year. Who else we got? Ronnie Poling, 6'2 middle. She's a junior. Really has come on strong these last couple weeks. Really good blocking presence and just brings a presence to that net when she's in the front row.
Okay, Fort Loramie is your regional semifinal foe.
Yep.
A familiar team. What separates Fort Loramie and Rushi when these two volleyball clubs get together in a match? And what might be the difference tonight?
Yeah, not a whole lot separates us. I'd like to think this year having 9 seniors, that experience and some maturity will be on the benefit for us. But once you get out to that game, it really comes down to execution. Who shows up that night? Who's playing better? And hopefully that maturity and that senior leadership is going to do the trick for us.
Passing skills, communication, unforced errors.
Yep, absolutely. We've really talked this last couple weeks about trying to serve a little more aggressively, push teams out of system. As well as passing a little better, getting ourselves in system. We have a lot of weapons, and when we're in system, we're tough to beat.
That is Rushi coach Aaron Watkins, who again has led the squad to 6 consecutive district titles. John Rogers at Fort Loramie has won 15 straight districts, but as he says, his team still has work to do.
You know, we're still building. We're still working. I mean, we're still a work in progress. We really are. And that's not always a bad thing. I'm really excited about this young crop of kids and them getting a chance to play in a big environment like this because I've mentioned it many times before. It's about handling the environment. You know, they talk about the matchup with Rushi and that sort of stuff and how do you go about it the third time. Well, we know each other pretty well, and I don't think there's any secrets going on. It's just who can calm down, who can do what needs to be done at crunch time, who can make the plays at crunch time, who can stop looking at the scoreboard and just focus on the moment. And that's really the most important thing. And we've stressed that a lot. And I've got several players that have started to get into that mode. One of them is my setter, Jenna Barhorse. She's just phenomenal job of just playing the game. She's not looking at the score. She's worried about how can we score the next touch. Summer Hoying, an outside hitter, same thing. Starting to really figure it out. One of my seniors, Katrina Burning. Just a smile on her face all the time, has figured it out that I just got to play. Don't care what happens. When I walk off the court, I'm leaving it all on the court, and I'm proud of my effort. So those are the kind of things that we're piecing together here, along with all of our other younger players, Skylar Albers, Victoria Mesher, Hallie Grillo as a defense specialist, libero. Who else is back there? Jaden Rose, Katie Luthman. These are young players, Avery Brandewey on the outside, that, you know, need some guidance on the court, and these ones with experience are giving it to them.
You mentioned that word experience. I think it's key because you began the year with numerous ladies on the roster who did not have a lot of varsity experience, but now they've gotten the experience playing together, becoming cohesive as a unit.
Yeah, they didn't have a choice. They're getting experience one way or another, right? The schedule we play and what they do, you're going to go out there and you're going to get hit a few times. And they have, and they've responded extremely well. There's no quit in this team. They fight, they fight, they fight. They work hard. They push and shove each other on the floor. Maybe you've seen that when they're having fun. And it's kind of contagious to go and watch them. They're a fun team. They're worth the price of admission is kind of what I would say about this group.
How far in advance do you start talking about the matchup with Rushi? Is that something that you begin dialogue about after your second meeting in the regular season? You know they might be looming around the corner another time.
As a staff, yes. As a staff, you know, when we look at the brackets, when we do our draw, we're both planning, all of us are planning from the regionals back.
Right.
We're not looking at where we go. We're looking from the regional matchups and going backwards. Kim does it. Aaron does it. I do it. You know, but we don't really talk to it about the girls. We wait until, you know, till it's time.
Sure.
You know, Saturday after our match, we didn't play our best, but we played well enough, and that was important. That's when we started talking about it a little bit and starting to say, okay, here's our game plan. Here's what we need to do. We went back and we watched film, you know, and so we have a real good idea fresh in our brains what's going on.
Having beaten Rushi the second time around in the season, is that an edge or no?
Yes and no. I mean, they beat us the first time, and it was a 5-set match. The second time it went in 4. I just, you know, I don't have many wins in that gym down there. It's a hard place to play.
Right.
And it's on senior night for them, and you know, and a very emotional moment for them down there. And so to get that win was, I don't want to say shocking, but at the same time, I was proud of our girls for, you know, being able to handle the moment and make some things happen. And I'm hoping going into this bigger environment, we're going to be able to handle that emotion as well.
And I think handling emotion is going to be key here for both of these squads.
But you know,
Rushi is certainly experienced at this point.
They are, but that was the point I was going to make. They got beat at home on senior night that cost them the outright league championship. That's got to be playing on those seniors. Well, I hope they played that up for this match tonight.
Yes, Coach Watkins, when I talked to him after that October the 11th match, said he thought that could be beneficial for them moving forward. Certainly a good experience if you want to have it. If you have to pick one, you already had a share of the league title wrapped up, so I guess if you're going to pick one to lose, that one was it, because your season ends if you lose tonight. Big match coming up between the Shelby County Athletic League rivals. It is 20-6 Fort Laramie taking on 21-5 Rushi here on ScoresBroadcast.com and Hits 105.5.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson. I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the
team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com, click on the Careers tab, and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
Welcome back to Northmont High School's Thunderdome. I'm Bryant Billing alongside Chuck McBee, and we are getting ready for the start of a Division IV regional semifinal match between Fort Laramie and Rushi. Lineups are being introduced right now. The winner of this match will take on New Bremen, which defeated Jackson Center 3-0 in the first semifinal here tonight at Northmont. Opposites here on these two teams when you consider all the seniors Rushi had and how relatively young Fort Laramie has, but they split in regular season. Certainly appear to be evenly matched, and it will be interesting to see who is able to win the rubber match here tonight in this tournament game. One thing's for sure, they both have dominant front rows, and they have one player on the front row who has really led them. For Rushi, that is senior four-year player Kate Sherman, who became their all-time kills leader in that tournament win against Cincinnati Christian on Saturday in Troy. She has 314 kills, 35 blocks, 54 aces to her credit this year. For Fort Laramie, it is junior Summer Hoing, who has really progressed over these last few years for the Redskins. She earned first team all SCAL honors this year. Of course, Sherman was first team and SCAL player of the year. Hoing has a team high 251 kills for Fort Laramie, 160 digs, and a team high 321 serve receives to her credit as well. Sherman also has over 300 serve receives to her credit for Fort Laramie. You will see both of them in the back row a lot besides the front row. Lineups are finished, both teams out on the court, and we are ready to get underway here. Big student sections here tonight for both squads.
Oh yeah, this is nice student sections.
And good adult crowds for both squads as well. Again, New Bremen defeated Jackson Center 25-15, 25-20, 25-13 in the first match here tonight. They are looking to get back to state after missing out on it last year for the first time since 2017. The Cardinals fell to New Knoxville in a district final in Wapak another last year. Rushi and Fort Laramie both going to try to hope to break through on Saturday. We'll see which one it is as we are ready to get underway here in this semifinal. Rushi going to serve first. It's Maya Monin going up for the serve. There's a set by Barhorst. Spike by Summer Hoing. It was blocked. That was pulling for Rushi on the block.
Absolutely.
And she also had an assist from Carly Scott as well. 1-0 lead for the Raiders. Another serve by Monin. Barhorst looked like she was going to set. She just sent it over the net instead, and that puts Fort Laramie on the board and ties it 1-1. Skylar Albers is going to set now for Fort Laramie. There it goes, and there's Sherman for the dig. Monin sets, and a hard spike by Ronnie Poling. She sends it behind the back line, though. That is a point for Fort Laramie, and Albers will go back to serve again.
Her first serve was tough to handle.
Here's Albers' serve. Sherman's there with the receive. Monin went up to set it. And we have a whistle there. She got the net as she was doing that. Point goes to Fort Laramie. 3-1 lead for the Redskins. Albers goes back to serve again. She gets it over, and it's out along the left side. 1-point game here in game one now. 3-2. Carly Scott goes back to serve for the Raiders. Scott's serve goes over the net. Fort Laramie goes to work. Here's Hoing. Spike. Rushi saves it. And they try to send it over. Went right about on the middle of the net. And there to slam it back down was Hoing for Fort Laramie. Yep. Redskins take a 4-2 lead.
That was a bad set. I mean, they had it set up, and she put it too close to the net.
Sherman sends one over as the Raiders return the reserve state hard spike by Summer Hoing for Fort Laramie. It lands in, and the Redskins have a 5-2 lead now. Fort Laramie, the younger squad, on fire early. Barhorst serves for Fort Laramie. There's a hard spike by Poling, blocked by Hoing. Rushi recovers. Poling sends it over again. Fort Laramie unable to return. And Rushi pulls within 5-3 here in game one. Jillian Chapman, the senior libero, serving for Rushi now. Fort Laramie returns it. That was a spike by Burning, but it is blocked. C.C. Borchers and Kate Sherman in on the block there for Rushi.
And what a nice job of keeping it in play. I would want to be a libero if I played because they get to wear the neat shirts.
Yes. Chapman, who's serving in gold. Everyone else for Rushi in white. Her serve goes out behind the back line there. That gives Fort Laramie a 6-4 lead. Summer Hoing going back to serve now for the Redskins. Fort Laramie wearing red today. That is what they've worn, I believe, every time I've seen them this year. Coming out right there for Fort Laramie was Hallie. There is Katrina Burning with a nice spike, and she gets a kill on that. Sent it right in the middle of Rushi's defenders. Hallie Grillo is who went out there for Fort Laramie. She is their libero. She is wearing black for this game. Hoing goes back to serve. Monin sets. There with a hard spike on the right side was Kelby Dosick. Fort Laramie gets it back over. It was Albers with the soft spike. Here comes a hard one for Sherman. It is saved in the back row by Albers. Set by Monin. C.C. Borcher's hard spike. It's blocked, but Rushi recovers. Sherman now sends one across. Fort Laramie can't get to it. Nice defensive effort there by both Avery Brandewey and Summer Hoing.
Yep. Victoria Mesher got in there, too, for a block.
And serving here for Rushi is Dosick. She gets it across. Barhorst bumps. Brandewey sends it over and gets it to fall for a point. Avery Brandewey, the 5'9" sophomore outside hitter, one of a couple of underclassmen that are big on the front line. Victoria Mesher, who Chuck mentioned a moment ago, is another one. 8-5 lead for the Redskins. Mesher serves. Monin sets. There's a spike from Borchers. Hoing there with a bump. Fort Laramie sets. Albers sends it over. Rushi there for a block. They put it back across. They're sending it over is Brandewey. And Rushi unable to get it back over the net. They now fall behind 9-5 to Fort Laramie. Victoria Mesher back to serve. She gets it across. Chapman stops it. Monin sets. Sherman sends across a soft spike. It was blocked. But Fort Laramie, I missed that there. How did they get that?
They got the block, but then Rushi put it right back, and they weren't ready for it. So a nice play.
It went over. See, I missed it going back over by Rushi. I thought it was still on their side. Well, point for the Raiders, and that cuts the gap to 9-6.
That was Carly Scott that got that point.
Albers gets a point there for Fort Laramie on a hard spike. That pushes the lead to 10-6. Ball rolls out of the gym, and Simone Putoff had to go run and get it, and she throws it under the net.
I think
back
she went to the concession stand. She got a hot dog.
Katrina Burning here ready to serve. She gets it across. Putoff there for the bump. They set up. Scott sends it over. Fort Laramie returns. Here comes Scott again. It's blocked. That was Avery Brandewey there on the block. No, Skylar Albers, excuse me, number two. A 5'9" junior hitter for the Redskins who made that block. Fort Laramie ahead 11-6 as a result. Burning gets the serve across. There's Borchers with a hard spike. One hit turn on a bump by Fort Laramie, but it hits the net. Point goes to Rushi, and the Raiders now within 11-7, a back and forth set so far, but a string of early points by Fort Laramie has proven to be the difference this far, and that serve goes out behind the back line for Rushi. Fort Laramie now on top 12-7. Brandewey serves, gets it across. Monin sends it over, but it's out of bounds for Rushi. Point Fort Laramie, 13-7 lead now for the Redskins. And Rushi coach Aaron Watkins calls a timeout. We'll be back. 13-7 lead for Fort Laramie over Rushi in set one of this regional semifinal on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Welcome back to Northmont's Thunderdome. It is set one of the second of two Division IV regional semifinals here tonight. Fort Laramie on top of Rushi early, 13-7. Two service errors already in this first game, Chuck. And as we talked about in the pregame, making mistakes is something both of these squads talked a lot that they wanted to avoid. And so far, it's Rushi who's made the most.
Right.
Fort Laramie serve gets across. Rushi returns. And how about that? I believe that
Jaden Rose
yep, who hit that over. Rushi was not set. That was on one hit, and it's a point for Fort Laramie, who's on top 14-7. Poling sends a spike across. Poing returns fire. It goes out back behind the back line, so point for the Raiders, 14-8 lead for Fort Laramie, though. Rushi will try to close this gap down here. It is senior four-year starting setter Mia Monin with the serve. She gets it across. Bar horse sets. There is a quick, big spike by Skylar Albers.
Wow.
A lot of power on that one. Gets it to fall. And Fort Laramie's lead grows to 15-8.
That spike was almost straight down from the net. That was impressive.
Albers serves here. Sherman there with the bump. Monin sets, and it is Kelby Dosek who sent a spike into the net. Fort Laramie takes a 16-8 lead. Albers back there to serve again. Sherman bumps, and it went to nobody. She went over to Monin, but Monin was unable to get under it. And Fort Laramie has taken a 17-8 lead, and Rushi coach Aaron Watkins calls another timeout. We'll take a timeout as well on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5 FM.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangeman.com.
17-8 lead for Fort Laramie over Rushi. And it has been a dominant run here. It was a 9-6 game not long ago. That is, what, 8 of 10 points. The last 10 points that Fort Laramie has scored. Rushi hoping that's a break, though. The serve from Albers went into the net. That closes the gap down to 17-9. Rushi will have to put together a big run here as Fort Laramie is just 8 away from closing this one out. Harley Scott serves here. It goes out behind the back line. Fort Laramie takes an 18-9 lead, and that is 3 service errors here in this first game for Rushi. Going back to serve is sophomore setter Jenna Barhorst. She gets it over. Scott there in the back row makes a stop. They set up for pulling, and she gets a hard spike to fall down for a kill. Nice hit there. Rushi again will try to get a run going. The Raiders trail Fort Laramie 18-10 here in this first game. Chapman serves for Fort Laramie. The Redskins return. It's Hoying. Hard spike. Monin was there to be under it, but she had no time to do anything but react. She sent it towards the Rushi fans, and that ended that.
Yep.
Fort Laramie now on top 19-10. There's the serve by Fort Laramie. Borcher sends across a spike attempt. The Redskins return it. It's burning. There's Monin. She sends it over on a bump. Barhorst sets. There is a spike and a kill by Avery Brandwee from the left side, far left side there.
Yeah.
20-10 lead. Fort Laramie has doubled Rushi up to this point. The Redskins 5 points away from closing out game one. The only lead Rushi has had so far was taking a 1-0 lead. It was close after that, but it's been a big run by Fort Laramie since then. Rushi able to get a point there on a Fort Laramie air. And going back to serve for the Redskins is Kelby Dosek. She gets it across. Fort Laramie wasn't quite ready for that one. Albers came up and tried to make a diving stop from the back row and landed right in between them. Wasn't able to do it, though. Rushi pulls within 20-12. Albers stops that serve. There's a hard spike by Mesher, but it is returned on one hit by Fort Laramie. Barhorst sends it over on two hits for Fort Laramie.
Boom.
Sherman goes down for a hard spike and gets it to fall. No, it's out of bounds.
Yep.
That is Fort Laramie points. 21-12 lead for the Redskins over the Raiders now. Mesher back to serve again for Fort Laramie. She gets it across the net. Dosek tried to be there to stop it, but it went straight ahead. Hit off of the umpire's crow nest. Out of bounds, 22-12. Fort Laramie, 3 points away from closing out game one of this regional semifinal. Mesher gets that serve to go across, but it goes out behind the back line. Rushi with one other opportunity. They are quickly running out of him in this first game. Fort Laramie ahead 22-13 after that service error. Sherman back there to serve. She gets it across. Barhorst sets. There's a hard spike by Albers. It's down for a kill. 23-13 lead. Katrina Burning going back to serve for Fort Laramie. Redskins 2 points away in this first game. She gets it across. Sherman there. And there's Dosek with a bump. Goes over to Scott. She sends it across. Fort Laramie quickly goes for a return. Burning with the hard spike. Rushi saves it. Borchers bumps it over. Rushi goes to work. Laramie goes to work again. Barhorst sent it over on a second hit. And she hit the net as she sent it over. So Rushi keeping hope alive, but they need a lot of work here. Down by 9, 23-14 in game one. Senior outside hitter C.C. Porcher's back there to serve. She sends it over. There's a hard spike, but it goes out behind the back line. That was Avery Brandwee that had that. So two consecutive errors there for Fort Laramie have cut the gap down to 8 points, 23-15. Borchers gets the serve across the net. Barhorst sets up. Albers with a hard spike. She sent it right to Kelby Dosek. Dosek was unable to do anything other than react, not let it hit the floor. It soared into the Rushi stands, and now Fort Laramie 1 point away, 24-15 lead in this first game. There's the serve by Avery Brandwee. Rushi gets it across. It goes out of bounds, though. They were a little out of sorts there on that return attempt. It is a 16-9 streak by Fort Laramie to finish this first game. They win it 25-15 and take a 1-0 lead over Rushi. This is ScoresBroadcast.com and hits 105.5 FM.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Laramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Laramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on the phone for high school sports, simulcasting on Hits 105.5 WMVR. We thank these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn and Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the Gym of Rushi. New address, 575 East Main in Rushi. And these sponsors who are online with us all season long during Fort Laramie games. Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Oldhouse and his superb techs, TomJerry's.com. Chuck, that could not have been better for Fort Laramie in that first game and could not have been worse for Rushi.
Well, I mean, Laramie played really well, and they showed the confidence of that last win, I think, and I think that's making the difference right now. I think it's all in the head.
One thing Rushi has that you talked about is pressure. This is a senior group. They were expected to be here, and they want to finally get out of this regional after this group in particular, has lost the last three years. Of course, Rushi's been here six total years in a row now. But
And Rushi and Fort Laramie, I don't know if anybody knows that or not, but they're not real fond of each other.
A little bit of a heated rivalry, that's for sure. Again, it was a 25-15 victory for Fort Laramie in game one. They're on top 1-0. And Skylar Albers for Fort Laramie sets to start things off here in the second game. And it is a Rushi error, a hitting error, that results in the first point. 1-0 lead for Fort Laramie. Kelby Dosek there that sent a spike into the net.
I think Albers probably was the best player in the first set.
I think you're absolutely right. She sets again. Scott for Rushi sends a spike over. It is in. Fort Laramie let it go, thinking it was going to be out. It lands just in front of the back line. 1-1 tie, and Scott goes back to serve here. Scott, one of two juniors who plays a lot for Rushi, the other being Ronnie Poling. Pretty much the rest of the players on the court at any given time for Rushi will be seniors. And one of those seniors, Kelby Dosek, just came up with a point on a block. She sent that ball straight back down for a point to give Rushi a 2-1 lead. Scott sends a serve over. And Fort Laramie goes to work. There's a spike by Hoing. Rushi struggles but gets it back across. It's Chapman who sends it back across on a bump. There's Victoria Mesher for a hard spike. She gets it to fall. Rushi went up for a block but could not get it, and it is now a tie game, 2-2 here in game two. Jenna Barhorse back to serve for Fort Laramie. Sherman sends a soft spike across. Fort Laramie goes to work. Hoing sends a hard spike over. Rushi recovers. Monin sends it over on the second hit. There's a hard spike by Mesher. It is out. A Rushi point. The Raiders are on top, 3-2. I believe that's their first lead since taking a 1-0 lead in the first game. And again, Fort Laramie won the first game 25-15 and leads the match overall 1-0. Rushi serves. Hoing with a hard spike. Great diving defensive stop there by Scott, who sends it back over. Fort Laramie gets it back across. Rushi sends it back across. It is Kelby Dosek, but that attempt, we have it reversed.
No, the shot was outside of the antenna.
Okay.
This is going to be a Laramie point, I think.
They've motioned to give it back to Rushi, and they do. 4-2 Rushi lead. That's what I thought too, Chuck, but something happened there that Fort Laramie did, and it is a Rushi point. Raiders ahead, 4-2. Julian Chapman back to serve.
I officiated 1 year of junior high volleyball, and boy, was I terrible.
Porcher sends a spike over. Hoing sends a soft spike back over for Fort Laramie. Chapman there with a bump. She went to try to pass it to Sherman on that bump. Sherman could not get it over. And that cuts.
Mesher.
Mesher,
yep.
With a block? Okay, I didn't see that. So Mesher with a block as Chapman was trying to send that pass to Sherman for a spike. It results in a Fort Laramie point. A Redskins serve. There's Sherman with a hard spike. Brandewee sends it back over the net for Fort Laramie. Borcher sends it back across for the Raiders. They're sending it back across is Avery Brandewee, and we have a whistle as Fort Laramie had it. Looks like
Went under the net.
Went under the net. Okay, I missed that with the way the pole is here. I had a bad angle on that one. As we sit high atop Northmont's Thunderdome here, looking through poles and all sorts of fun stuff. 4-4 tie after that Fort Laramie point. Fort Laramie gets it back across. That was Brandewee sending it over. Sherman now sends it to the back row for Fort Laramie. The Redskins quickly work up a return. That was Katrina Burning who got a spike to fall. It's a kill. 5-4 lead for Fort Laramie now in this second game. Summer Hoing back to serve for Fort Laramie. She gets it across the net. Sherman there. Sends it over to Monin. Monin sets up for Kelby Dosek, who gets a spike to fall. That's a kill. That ties it up 5-5. Simone Putoff, 5'8 senior, going back to serve for the Raiders now. Tie game two. And that serve receive was mishandled by Fort Laramie. Went back instead of forwards into the stands. That is a point for the Raiders, who now have the lead again at 6-5. Simone Putoff serves for Rushi. There's Barhorst with the set. Victoria Mesher with a hard spike. It falls for a kill. We're tied again 6-6 in this second game. And Mesher going back to serve here now.
Young lady's only a sophomore.
Yep, she's one of two talented sophomores that play on that front row, yep. With the other being Avery Brandwein. Hey, they're both good girls basketball players.
They're just great athletes.
Yes, they are. That is a fail. Oh, that's a block. See, I missed that. I thought that was a failed return. Chuck's there to help me out. Skylar Albers with a block. And that gives Fort Laramie a 7-6 lead. Redskins on top in this match, 1-0 overall. A serve by Mesher. Rushi returns it. And we have a point for Rushi. Looks like Fort Laramie got a piece of the net there.
Yep. Yeah, the net's still bouncing.
That ties it 7-7. Kate Sherman, the Shelby County Athletic League Player of the Year, back to serve for the Raiders. She gets it across. Hoying in the back row with the serve receive. They set it up. They're sending it over. Is burning. There with a hard spike that falls for a kill is Carly Scott for Rushi. Rushi back on top again, 8-7. More competitive second game, yep. What we expected from the get-go, but it was all Fort Laramie in that first one. That's something Fort Laramie has to their benefit going forward. More breathing room than Rushi, which already has its back up against the wall, down 1-0. Sherman serves again. Barhorst sets for Fort Laramie. There is Albers with a hard spike and a kill to tie it up, 8-8.
Her sophomore year in basketball, all of a sudden you could see just something turned on in that girl, and Albers, and she became a really good basketball player, and she's a heck of a volleyball player.
She certainly is. There is Katrina Burning to serve. Rushi sets up. Scott sends a hard spike across. She was on the left side and got it to fall on the back left side. 9-8, Rushi lead. A lot of these Rushi players on the court tonight also play basketball as well. It won't be the last time these two players, a lot of these players on these two squads anyway, will see each other on the hardwood this year. There is a spike from Avery Brandwein, and it falls for a point to tie it 9-9 for Fort Laramie. Brandwein going back to serve here. Sherman there with the serve receive, and she was going to set up for Monanum on front right side. It went way behind the official's crow nest, though, close to the stands. Monanum unable to get to it, and Fort Laramie ahead after that Rushi air, 10-9. Serve gets across the net. It's another failed serve receive there by Rushi, so two of those in a row has resulted in Fort Laramie taking an 11-9 lead, and that is the first two-point lead of this second match, second set. Brandwein serves there, gets it across. Carly Scott sends over a spike. Fort Laramie's there. Summer Hoying hits a hard spike. She hit the net, apparently. Yes, she did, as she sent that spike attempt over. And that cuts the gap down to 1 point. Fort Laramie ahead, 11-10. Maya Monin there to serve. She gets it across there with the one-handed soft spike. Sending it back for Fort Loramie was Jenna Barhorst, yep. And the Redskins on top by two again, 12-10. They won the first set 25-15, lead 1-0 overall in this match. Albers back there to serve. She gets it across. Diving stop by Sherman. Monin sets. Bumping it over for Rushi is Dosek. Fort Loramie prepares for its return. Hoying, hard spike. It's stopped by Rushi. Scott sends a hard spike back over. Barhorst sets for Fort Loramie on the other side of the net. Brandwee has an attempt to go over. Rushi able to return. Fort Loramie now working and getting a bump back over was Hannah Grillo. Fort Loramie, Rushi gets it back over though. That was Chapman sending it over the net for the Raiders. Gap closed to one again at 12-11. I think that's the longest rally we've had in this game so far. Carly Scott back to serve for Rushi.
She's having a good set.
She gets the serve just over the top of the net. Barhorst sets. Mesher sends a hard spike back. Rushi defends it, though. There is Dosek sending a spike back over the net. Fort Loramie sets for Hoying, who gets a soft spike over. But Rushi defends, and there is a hard spike by Kate Sherman. Hello. 12-12. That ties it after that great kill. She's been kind of quiet so far today, Chuck. She just made her presence known there in the front row on that one.
Yeah, but I was saying, getting ready to say they have not gone to her enough in this match.
And she's been in the back row for a good part of it. She's up front at this moment. Scott could not get that serve to go over the net. She was lucky on that last one where it skidded over the top and fell. That one goes back on Rushi's side for a Fort Loramie point. The Redskins ahead 13-12. That is the fourth service error of the match for Rushi. Sherman with another hard spike. It hits right to Barhorst of Fort Loramie. She was unable to do anything other than react to that coming her way, though. That is a Rushi point. 13-13 tie now. Chapman serves for Rushi, gets it across. Fort Loramie sets up for Mesher. It's blocked. Borchers and Dosek on it. And that is four hits there for Fort Loramie on that return attempt. And Rushi ahead 14-13. Chapman back to serve again. She gets it across. And Fort Loramie's return attempt there falls apart on the second hit. Rushi takes a 15-13 lead. The Raiders are on a 5-1 run. And Fort Loramie coach John Rogers takes a timeout. And we will too here on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5 FM.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Rushi ahead of Fort Loramie 15-13 here in game two. Fort Loramie won the first game 25-15 and leads the match 1-0 overall. A 5-1 run the Raiders are on here in this second game, and they're going to try to keep it up. It's Jillian Chapman, the senior defensive specialist, sending that serve across the net. There's a hard spike that lands for a kill in the back row for Fort Loramie. That was Summer Hoying with it. Nice thunderous spike and kill coming out of that timeout. It's what Fort Loramie was hoping for to try to end this run. Hoying back to serve. Dosek there for the receive. Monin, it is a point for Fort Loramie. Monin touched the net as she was trying to serve it up there. That ties it 15-15, two straight points.
The serve receive is what got them in trouble. They put it, it went right back to the net.
Oh, that serve. I think Rushi's Carly Scott thought that was going to go out, and she tried to get out of the way of it. However, it hit off of her back as she tried to dodge. And that is now three in a row for Fort Laramie. Was a 15-13 Rushi lead. Now it's a 16-15 Fort Laramie lead. Hoying serves. Scott's there for the receive. Monin sets up for Borchers, who sends a spike to the back row. There's a quick return. It's a spike by Mesher, but Rushi, one hit, sends it back over. Barhorse goes to Burning. Burning
wow.
Sends down a thunderous spike for a kill. 17-15 lead for Fort Laramie.
Right on the sideline. That was impressive.
Four consecutive points for Fort Laramie now. Summer Hoying in the back row to serve again. It gets across. Sherman there with the receive. Monin's set attempt there went into the stands. 18-15 lead for Fort Laramie. An incredible run here, five consecutive points. We'll be back on scoresbroadcast.com after this timeout.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Fort Laramie leads game two, 18-15 over Rushi. They lead the match 1-0 overall. The Redskins have scored five straight points since they took a timeout, and that just forced Rushi coach Aaron Watkins to take a timeout. Hoying serves it up for Fort Laramie. Rushi there with the return. It's Dosek sending it over two-handed. Barhorse sets. She put it over on the far left side to Avery Brandwee. And Brandwee sent it back over for a kill. 19-15 lead for Fort Laramie. Six straight points. Summer Hoying back there to serve again. She sends it across the net. Kate Sherman failed to receive it there. She went for it, pulled back or something there. Wasn't sure if a teammate was going to do it or what, but it results in a Fort Laramie point. 22-15 lead. That is seven straight points for Fort Laramie. Summer Hoying back to serve again. Scott there with the receive. Monin sets. Borcher sends a hard spike, gets it to fall in the back row for a point. That ends a 7-0 run that Fort Laramie had. The Redskins were down by two at the beginning. They're ahead 20-16 after that Rushi point.
Rushi needs to get this thing tied up.
Simone Putoff back there to serve. Fort Laramie returns. It was Brandwee on a hard spike. Rushi sent it back over on one hit, but it was Brandwee to send it right back again and push the margin back up to 5 points at 21-16.
That was a nice play by Avery Brandwee that time. No spikes. He just found the open spot.
Victoria Mesher serves. Chapman there to receive it. Rushi sets up for Borchers, who gets a nice hard spike to fall right in the middle. 21-17,
nice.
That cuts the gap.
They had a nice block set up that time. She went right around it.
Rushi, though, with its back to the wall again here, they'll try to cut into this four-point lead in game two here. And Fort Laramie ahead 1-0 in the match. Sherman serves. Hoying there in the back row to receive it. There is a soft spike by Avery Brandwee. She gets it to fall for a point. 22-17 lead for Fort Laramie. 3 points away from closing out game two and taking a 2-0 lead. Redskins have scored 9 of the last 11 points. Katrina Burning back to serve for Fort Laramie. Senior middle hitter. one of few, I think one of three seniors on this team. Burning gets it across. Sherman there to receive. The Raiders set up for Curly Scott, who sends a spike into the net. That pushes Fort Laramie's lead to 23-17. Redskins now 2 points away from taking a 2-0 lead. Burning serve goes into the net. Point for Rushi. That closes it down to a 23-18. Fort Laramie lead.
Laramie's had a couple of service errors, but the other ones were long. That's the first one they hit in the net.
Rushi senior C.C. Borcher serves. That one goes across the back line. That is the fifth service error of this match for Rushi, and that has resulted in Fort Laramie being 1 point away from closing this out. The Redskins ahead at 24-18. Serving it up is Brandwee, and the receive attempt falls very awry for Rushi there. That results in Fort Laramie holding on and winning this 25-18 in game number two. Wow. After Rushi had a 2 point lead to take a 15-13 lead, Fort Laramie scores 12 of the last 15 points. Something else. We are going to take a 3 minute radio station break here. A 3 minute radio station break coming up. Fort Laramie on top of Rushi, 2-0 in this Division IV regional semifinal at Northmont. We'll be back after this 3 minute radio station break. This is scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5 FM.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. Or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Chultsey said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
And welcome back to Northmont High School's Thunderdome. Fort Loramie on top of Rushi. 2-2-0 in this Division IV regional semifinal match. Chuck, if Rushi is going to win this one, they're going to have to do it like they did it the first time the teams played this year in Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie won the first two sets. They won those first two sets that night, 25-17, 27-25. Rushi came back and won 25-17, 25-14, 15-13. The senior-laden Raiders have moved themselves back into that same corner here tonight, down 2-0.
Yeah, but it's probably real important if they win this one.
Back and forth here so far. Rushi just scored a point to pull within 2-1 after Fort Loramie scored those first 2 points. Again, Rushi won that first match. That one was on September the 15th in Fort Loramie, and the Redskins won the second matchup between the two squads on October the 11th at Claire C. Naveau Gymnasium in Rushi. And there, with a hard spike, getting it to land for a kill, is Summer Hoing. And Fort Loramie ahead 3-1 in this third game.
We haven't called Hoing and Sherman, I don't think, enough for both of these teams tonight.
Yes, we talked them up there in the pregame. Of course, it's certainly a team effort, and it has been mostly other players making the big plays in the front line tonight. There's Sherman with a spike. There to stop it is Barhorst. There's a spike from Avery Brandwee. It's across. Rushi returns it, or tries to anyway. That spike from Carly Scott went into the net, and it is a 4-1 Fort Loramie lead. Rushi falling behind quickly here in this third game. The Raiders trail 2-0 in this match. Scott there with a serve receive for Rushi. Sherman sends a hard spike. It bounces over two Fort Loramie players, and they're making a great save to send it back over. Was Hannah Grillo. Rushi's able to get it back across, though, and Fort Loramie unable to save that one.
Ronnie Poling got the point.
Ronnie Poling there with that kill. Nice save by Hannah Grillo before that, and there she is sending it over on a bump, speak of the devil. 4-2 lead for Fort Loramie, and it is now a 4-3 lead. There was C.C. Borchers with a kill for the Raiders. Rushi getting back into it quickly. They have nothing left to give after falling behind and losing the first two sets. They're down 2-0 here in the third set. Jillian Chapman back there to serve.
Wow.
That serve attempt went out. Fort Loramie ahead by two again, 5-3.
That was a nice serve, just a teeny bit to the outside.
Summer Hoying back to serve for Fort Loramie. She gets it across. Carly Scott there with the receive. Mia Monin goes up to set for C.C. Borchers, who sends it across. Fort Loramie mounts a quick return, and they're getting it over. And getting a kill for the Redskins is Avery Brandwee. 5'9", sophomore outside hitter. She's been real active tonight, Chuck. So has Victoria Mesher, another sophomore. And, of course, Katrina Burning, 5'10", senior middle hitter on the front line, has been as well for the Redskins. Total team effort in the front row tonight for Fort Loramie. There's a spike and a kill by C.C. Borchers for Fort Loramie. That cuts the gap down to 6-4 now in this third game. And Simone Putoff going back to serve for the Raiders, trying to get that student section fired up behind her. Put off serves. It goes across the net. Fort Loramie goes to Barhorst. She sets. There's a spike by Brandwee. Rushi defends it. Sends it back over there. And a second hit over the net is Jenna Barhorst, the sophomore setter. She's done that several times today, and she got it to work there. Falls for a kill. Rushi down now 7-4. Fort Loramie, Chuck, I tell you, in this game, they played calm, they haven't made many mistakes, and they look to be cruising here.
They do look like the more mature team, which they're not.
Monin sets for Borchers. He gets a spike to fall for a kill. That cuts the gap down to 7-5. Fort Loramie scored the first 2 points of this third game. It's been back and forth since. But it results in Rushi being down. The Raiders try to mount a comeback here. Kate Sherman serves, gets it across the net. Barhorst sets up for Skylar Albers. It's a soft spike. It falls. Three Rushi players dove trying to defend it. They're unable to mount anything. And Fort Laramie now on top, 8-5.
Well, they popped that up on the attempted save, but there was nobody else there to get it.
Again, New Bremen beat Jackson Center 3-0 in the first regional semifinal tonight. They'll take on the winner of this one on Saturday at 2 p.m. 1:30 airtime here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Laramie serves. Rushi returns. There is a spike and a kill. That was Avery Brandwee for Fort Laramie. 9-5. She's having a great game.
She is. And the Rushi student section love that call.
4-point lead for the Redskins. Back to serve is Katrina Burning. Burning gets it across. There's put off with the serve receive. Chapman sets for Carly Scott, who gets a spike to fall for a kill. That cuts the gap down to 3 points.
I'm proud of myself. I haven't called her Ashley Scott yet.
Don't say that. You'll jinx me into doing it. Ashley Scott, of course, her older sister. She went on to play volleyball at Owens Community College up in Toledo. She was the previous all-time kills leader until Kate Sherman just surpassed her this past Saturday. So Sherman now on top all-time in kills for the Raiders. That was another kill and a point by Fort Laramie that pushes the lead to 10-6. And Rushi coach Aaron Watkins wants a timeout. We'll take a timeout here, too, on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5 FM.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie, across from Brookins, has been doing business for 40 years, giving you your very best due. Owner and stylist Deb Gubeau, stylist Renee Mesher, stylist Chris Siegel, and stylist Kathy Wilson are there to give you your best due. They're open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yes, 40 years of styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, and we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Point for Rushi there, coming out of that commercial break. That cuts the gap to 10-7. Monin serves. There is Hoying with the receive. Goes back to Barhorst, who goes right back to Hoying. Hoying on the left side gets that hard spike to fall.
I don't know how she stayed out of the net that time. She went right at it, and then I thought they're getting ready to call it. What a shot.
11-7, that kill from Hoying makes it. Fort Laramie ahead in this third game. They're ahead 2-0 overall in this match. Albers back there to serve. It goes out. So that will cut the gap down to 3 after Rushi gets a point on that air. The Raiders trail, though, 11-8. And yeah, when it comes to the chemistry department here, Chuck, it is all Fort Laramie, and Rushi has struggled all night tonight.
Yeah, they need to really get some kind of a spark going. I mean, they're seniors. This could be it.
And if they don't turn this game around, they could be on pace for their worst outing yet this year against Fort Laramie. That was a serve attempt by
Lindsay Vistano.
I missed that. I missed her coming in, and she just came out that fast, didn't she? Yes, she did. It did not fall in. Unfortunately, it was out for her, and that results in a Fort Laramie point, which pushes the lead to 12-8. And there is a serve that Rushi is unable to return. Another point for Fort Laramie. 13-8 lead now for the Redskins in this third game. Fort Laramie again ahead 2-0 in this match. It's Jenna Barhorse back with the serve. Borchers receives it. She sends it up front. There's Kate Sherman. She sent a spike over on the second hit. Fort Laramie sent it out of bounds. That results in a Rushi point. And the Raiders will now serve again, trailing 13-9. It's senior Jillian Chapman back there. She sends the serve across the net. There is Avery Brandewee on the hard spike. Excuse me, that was Victoria Mesher on that one who came up with it and sent it down for a Fort Laramie point.
She wound up and then just barely knocked it over the net. It was a nice play.
Summer Hoyne goes back to serve now. Scott receives. Monin sets up. Borcher sends it across. Fort Laramie a little out of sorts, but they recoup. They're sending it over is Avery Brandewee. Kate Sherman, hard spike attempt. It falls. Hit off of a Fort Laramie player who was trying to block. That cuts the gap down to 4 points. 14-10 lead for Fort Laramie over Rushi in this third game.
Every time you say Sherman's name, they score.
Simone Putoff serves for Rushi. There's a hard spike and a point for Avery Brandewee. Oh, no. It hit the net.
It was long.
It was long, out of bounds. I missed it being long. Yeah, I can tell you why, because of the angle I looked at.
Yeah, I'm looking right down the line.
So that is a Rushi point. They pull within 14-11. Sherman with a spike there. They're getting it across on the third hit is Brandewee for Fort Laramie. Sherman with another hard spike. Fort Laramie recoups, though. They get it back over to Burning, who gets it across, and she gets it to fall for a kill. 15-11 lead for Fort Laramie here in this second game. Rushi's trailed almost all of it. Fort Laramie now 10 points away from getting this victory. And it is now a 9-point
Mesher journey. On the serve.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep, 9-point journey now. It's all Fort Laramie needs. Mesher with the serve. It went right to Chapman. Chapman dove to try and save it. She was unable. It just went straight ahead and rolled under the net. And that pushes Fort Laramie's lead to 16-11. Again, the Redskins on top 2-0 in this Division IV regional semifinal. Aaron Watkins talking to Rushi now in a timeout. And Chuck, it's about as close to completely against the wall as you can get now for Rushi. They've got to come up with something here.
Well, yeah, they're down 5, and they really haven't had any big runs. Laramie's had the big point runs in the match so far.
Rushi has not led in this third set. Fort Laramie's been on top or tied almost the whole way, and it was just tied early. It's been all Fort Laramie since then. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Plus the latest up-to-date technology, we support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. Kate Sherman has a hard spike land there for a point. Coming out of that Rushi timeout, that closes the gap down to 16-12. And Sherman going back to serve. Sherman again, the Shelby County Athletic League Player of the Year, entered this match with about 350 kills to her credit this season. As we've mentioned, she's now the program's all-time leading kills leader. Fort Laramie gets it across. Monin sets. There's Carly Scott. Hard spike. It goes way out, though. That is a Fort Laramie point. 17-12. Redskins have a 5-point advantage, and they are now just 8 away from winning this match. Katrina Burning serves for Fort Laramie. Monin there sets. CC Borcher sends a spike across. Fort Laramie returns. That is Skylar Albers. She took a nice set from Jenna Barhorst right in the middle, and Albers absolutely thundered it down for a kill.
Right in the corner. Right. Absolutely couldn't have been placed any better.
18-12, Fort Laramie on top of Rushi. Katrina Burning gets a serve across. Rushi returns it there on the second hit, and we have
it's out.
And it was out. Fool me. Didn't fool the line judges, though.
I saw his flag go up.
And that pushes Fort Laramie's lead to 19-12 now. The Redskins just 6 points away from winning this match. Monin sets, sends it over on the second hit. Fort Laramie sends it quickly back across. Rushi sends it back across. Barhorst with a set. There's a hard spike and a kill by Avery Brandewey. 20-12 lead by Fort Laramie over Rushi.
You want to talk about a team on a roll tonight. Ben Laramie has been outstanding in every phase.
They absolutely have. Avery Brandewey back there to serve again. Simone put a falls down and was able to save that. Carly Scott with a hard spike gets that to land to a kill. 20-13, that cuts the gap. Rushi with a ton of ground to cover here, though. They trail by 7. Fort Laramie just 5 points away from winning this set and this match. CC Borchers back to serve for the Raiders. Hoying there for the receive. Barhorst sets. There's Brandewey with a spike. Gets it across. Rushi returns, though. There's Carly Scott. She gets a hard spike to fall. Fort Laramie's... Let me double-check that number. I think I'm... Yeah, that was Katrina Burning who dove there in the back to try to save that. It went out of bounds off of her. That results in a Rushi point. And Borchers goes back to serve again. Barhorst sends it over a second hit. Rushi sends it back over. Barhorst sets. Skylar Albers has a hard spike. Blocked.
Wow.
She tries a second time. Tries to get it to go over. Is unable. There on the block is Carly Scott for Rushi.
She blocked them both.
And that pulls Rushi within 22-15. Borchers back to serve. The Raiders hoping to keep this run alive. Hoying receives. Barhorst sets. Albers sends a soft spike over. Monin sends it over. Second hit for Fort Laramie. Blocked. There is a whistle. And we have a Fort Laramie point. They hit the net. Hit the net.
Yeah,
21-15 lead now.
I think she stepped over the center line.
Okay. That results in the Redskins taking a 6-point lead. They're 4 points away from winning this third game and this match. Brandewey serve gets across. Rushi's return attempt there goes horribly awry. Goes backwards into the Rushi student section. 3 points away, Fort Laramie is now ahead at 22-15. Avery Brandewey gets it across. There's a diving stop by Rushi, but Fort Laramie is able to get a hard spike to fall. I missed who that was. The pole blocked. Pole blocked my view of that one. Wasn't able to maneuver in time before the players all switched around. So it was either Barhorst, Albers, or Hoang who are in the front row right now. I can tell you that. Rushi returns that serve. There is a hard spike by Hoang. Rushi trying, digging down deep here. Scott sends it over on a bump. Fort Laramie mounting a return. There's Summer Hoang. Hard spike off of two Rushi players. That has the Redskins within 1 point. Fort Laramie ahead 24-15 over Rushi in this third game. The Redskins on top 2-0 overall in this match. At 1 point away from winning, Avery Brandewey sends a serve over the net. Carly Scott gets it across, blocked. There is a diving stop by Ronnie Poling to send it over the net. Fort Laramie trying to recombobulate. They do. Summer Hoang gets it across, sends a spike right along the left line in the middle, and gets it to fall for the victory. 25-15 win in set three for the Redskins, who win this match 3-0.
Wow. I thought maybe Laramie might win this, but I didn't think it was going to be 3-0.
Absolute domination by Fort Laramie tonight. Their biggest lead all night for Rushi was a 15-13 lead in the second set. They had four other one-point leads, and of course we know how that 15-13 lead went. Fort Laramie rattled off seven consecutive points in that second game and went on to pull away and win that one 25-18. Fort Laramie won the first one by the same score they won this third one, 25-15. Well, a disappointing in there for Rushi, which finishes the year 21-6 overall. Not the way those nine seniors want to go, but Fort Laramie could hardly be happier with this performance. The Redskins improved to 21-6. They advance to face New Bremen in a regional final on Saturday. That is scheduled for a 2 p.m. start. That'll be a 1:30 p.m. airtime here on scoresbroadcast.com. Those two teams did play in regular season. Fort Laramie hosted New Bremen in a non-conference match on September the 24th. New Bremen won that one 3-2. The Cardinals won the fifth game 15-8 in that match to earn the win. The broadcast here on Saturday, for those wondering, will be online only here on scoresbroadcast.com. No radio coverage, as Ohio State football will be on Hits 105.5 FM.
Go Bucks.
Chuck, just a magnificent performance here by Fort Laramie, though. Wow.
I was impressed. I mean, just from the get-go, they look like the more mature team. They were confident, and I think that once they got the lead, Rushi just really didn't know exactly how to regroup and get back in the match. But those seniors have had a tremendous career in volleyball, and now they need to take it over to the basketball court, which is where they'll be head in the next couple of days.
And Rushi again, SCAL co-champions this year with Fort Laramie. The program has won six consecutive district titles, which means that these Rushi seniors have been district champions all 4 years that they have been in school. And nine seniors for Rushi will leave a big gap to fill next year for the Raiders, that's for sure, although they do return two key players and junior hitters Carly Scott and Ronnie Poling, so they'll be good pieces there for them to build around.
Absolutely.
And Fort Laramie will look to try to earn its first state berth since 2019, and the Redskins will have to do it by beating this squad they lost to in the 2019 state final in New Bremen. Should be a fun one here on Saturday. We're going to pause for a commercial break. When we come back, we'll name our Clancy's Stars of the Game. You're listening to scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 FM.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorating, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Fort Laramie, a 3-0 victory. Victors over Rushi here in the second regional semifinal tonight at Northmont High School's Thunderdome. The Redskins advance to face New Bremen, which beat Jackson Center 3-0 in the first regional semifinal here tonight. We'll have that regional final here for you on Saturday, airtime at 1:30. The match, again, scheduled to start at 2 p.m. Again, that will be online only here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's 105.5 FM. We'll be airing Ohio State football at that time. It's now time for our Clancy's Stars of the Game. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Well, for Rushi, I'm going to go with Carly Scott. I thought she was terrific tonight, did a lot of good things. And on the other side, for Laramie, I couldn't divide, so Avery Brandewe and Victoria Mesher for the Redskins.
Clancy's Restaurant on Walpock Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And welcome back one last time here from Northmont High School Thunderdome. Fort Laramie, 3-0 victors over Rushi. New Bremen, 3-0 victors over Jackson Center. It's New Bremen and Fort Laramie facing off in a regional final coming up this Saturday. Looking forward to that one, Chuck. Should be a fun one.
I think it'll be a good one. And I think that, again, you know, you talk about this. New Bremen, the favorite, but Laramie played them through to 5 the first time. So if they get a start like they had tonight, I think they got a shot.
We look forward to carrying that one for you here on Saturday on scoresbroadcast.com. That wraps it up for our on-site director tonight, Jack Kramer, and our engineer, Chuck McBee, here on site, and we thank Derek back at the station. This is Brian Billing. The rest they say is history. We'll see you Saturday, everybody.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney.